People in the Arab world have been closely following the images of the war in Iraq. They're watching the videotapes of soldiers, insurgents, and civilians on the battlefield. This week we took a sample of what's being said on Arab television, radio, and newspapers from the Persian Gulf to Cairo and beyond. Some of the reports may seem distorted or unfair to Americans. Others are sympathetic or simply describe the cold reality of war. The satellite news channel Al Arabiya caught the aftermath of an explosion in Baghdad. Its audience across the Arab world could watch as a bystander described what happened.
This car bomb tried to target a convoy of American vehicles, but people who were hurt were Iraqi police officers and innocent Iraqi bystanders.
Descriptions of innocent victims came up again and again in our survey of Arab media this week. Innocent can be a loaded word in a war where some of the combatants look like civilians and where many unarmed civilians are killed. Inside Iraq, questions of innocence and guilt were debated this week on a radio call-in show. Here's an interpretation of one caller who denounced insurgent attacks.
Those saboteurs are not Iraqi. They're coming across the borders, having neither targets nor faith. Their only target is destroying the country and killing the innocent people. If they're coming to improve the country, then target the occupiers, not the police or the National Guard.
When that caller said insurgents should target the occupiers, he apparently meant attacking Americans. A deep skepticism toward the United States ran through many Arabic language programs this week, including an interview with Lebanon's former prime minister. He appeared on the LBC network, which is seen on satellite throughout the Middle East. The morning program is called Your Happy Day. On that program, Salim Al-Haas challenged the very word that American officials use to describe Iraqi insurgents.
They want to call the resistance terrorism. I'm against it. I have no problem calling it terrorism if they also call the crimes of Israel in Palestine terrorism and the crimes of Americans in Iraq terrorism, the crimes they committed in Fallujah. How many kids, women, and elderly died in this operation? Isn't that terrorism?
The Fallujah operation drew harsh commentary across the Arab world. An Egyptian newspaper noted that American commanders offered body counts of enemy fighters. That daily paper, Al Ahram, said statements in which they bragged about the number of people killed points to a major crisis of conscience and an ethical tragedy. This week, the Egyptian media also made sensational charges. A tabloid accused Americans of raping women in mosques, though it offered no evidence. Elsewhere, the newspaper El Sharq al-Awsat offered a very different point of view. The Saudi-owned newspaper wrote this.
Why do we only hear the voices of terrorism? There are millions of Iraqis who want peace and stability, and they reject terrorism and killing. The Arabs in Iraq who defend terrorism have loud voices, which drown out everybody.
Critics of the United States have especially loud voices in the Arab media, although American voices can also be heard. Our sample of media reports included a story about U.S. Marines securing Fallujah. It was on the satellite television network Al Jazeera. It was a largely skeptical report, but it did show Americans collecting insurgent weapons from Fallujah's streets. And one of the American troops gave a Thanksgiving greeting to the folks at home, which was translated into Arabic.
Happy Thanksgiving back at home. Eid shukran sa'idin lakum.
This week, the Arab media also reprinted opinion articles from American newspapers. One American columnist wrote of the catastrophe in Iraq. Another called the goal of democracy an incredibly noble thing. The Arab media listened to what Americans say about Iraq, just as we're listening to them today.